Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masechas Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Daled and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avraham Yerziv Gahagon, Bikarov Mamesh. Mishnah Daled tells us who I am. He used to say, we're still continuing with Rabbi Gamaliel. Asay Ritzoyne Kirtzoynecha, Kadesh Yasser Ritzoynecha Kirtzoynoi. Make his will like your will, so that he can make your will like his will. What does this mean? So the basic idea is spend money on Hashem's things, like mitzvahs and other things that were related to Hashem, as if you're spending money on yourself, and that way Hashem is going to bestow lots of goodness on you. Similarly, Batel Ritzoynecha Pnei Ritzoynoi. Nullify your will for his will, so he'll nullify the will of others for your will. In other words, if you have a desire, you want to do something that you're not supposed to, nullify that. Try to knock it out. Try not to do it. That's for his will, because Hashem doesn't want you to do it. And that way Hashem is going to pay you back, tit for tat, mida keneged mida, that he's going to vatal other people's wills. If they want to do something bad to you, he's going to have them not do that. Now the Mishnah flips back. Hillel says, really, we originally were talking about things that Hillel said. It's just that we had stopped, and we mentioned a few Nesiim that were descendants of Hillel and what they had said. But now we're going back to the chain of the Messiah, Rebbe to Talmud, Rebbe to Talmud. So we continue with things that Hillel said. Number one, Al Tevrish Man HaTzibur. Don't separate from the Tzibur. If you have a whole group of people, you have the whole Tzibur, the whole congregation, the whole Kehila, they're going through something challenging. Don't say, well, I'm not going through that. I don't really care. I'm separate from them. No, you want to be part of them nonetheless. And that way you're going to be able to rejoice with them when they have the Nechama and the Yeshua. And also, Va'al Tamin Bas Bechad Yom Ma'ischa, don't believe in yourself until the day of your death. Kohen Gadol served in that position for 80 years, and at the end he became a tzaduki, which basically means that he went off the derech. And so don't believe in yourself. You could be a Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik, a special person. You should realize the Yetzer Hara is always out there to get you, and until the day you die, you have to be careful. Another member of Al Tadin Es Chavercha, Ad Shedigelim Kaimoi, don't judge your friend until you reach his place. If you see somebody going through a challenge and he falls, he's nichshel, he stumbles, don't judge him and be like, ah, I can't believe he did that. You're not in his place. You have no idea what's going on with him, so don't judge him. And the Pshat has said that since scientifically, two things are not able to occupy the same spot at the same time. What the Mishnah is telling us is that you're never going to be at his place, because if you're in his place, then he's not in his place. He's in a different place. So you'll never fully be able to understand what a person's going through, what their challenges and difficulties are, and therefore you can really never judge a person who's going through a challenge and fails. Moving on, another member from Hillel. Don't say anything that's impossible to hear right now, even though later on it will be possible to hear. Meaning, don't say something in an unclear manner that you know, if the person thinks about and works on, he'll eventually understand what you're saying. Because in the meantime, it might be misconstrued and misinterpreted. Alternatively, a different explanation is, if a person's saying over Dvar Torah, he's teaching something wonderful, don't say, oh, I don't have to listen to it now because I'll be able to hear it later on. You might not be able to hear it later on, listen to it now. And that goes into the next memra of Al Toimelech Shepane Eshne Shemelaiti Pane. Don't say that when I have free time, I'm going to learn, because maybe you'll never have free time. A guy's busy, he has a job, whatnot, a whole bunch of different things are taking up his time, and he says, you know, when my time gets free, when it's a little bit more relaxed, then I'm going to sit and learn. Life is always busy, there's always what to do, and you might not ever have the time to learn, so just chop a rein and learn right now. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, who I'm here used to say, continuing with Hillel, Ein Bur Yirei Chet, a Bur, which is an empty person, he can't be a Yirei Chet, he can't fear sin, because he doesn't know anything, he's totally empty. And V'lei Am Aretz Chassid, and Am Aretz can't be a Chassid, and Am Aretz is a level up from a Bur, he does know something, but he doesn't know much, so he could be a Yirei Chet in Am Aretz, but he can't be a Chassid, he can't be pious, because he's just not holding on that level. Furthermore, Valoya Baishan Lamed, someone who's embarrassed can't learn. If a person has too much shame and he gets embarrassed by stuff, how's he going to learn properly? He's never going to ask his Rebbeim any questions, and that's going to hinder him learning. And also Valoya Kapten Melamed, someone who's particular, is not able to teach because his students are going to be afraid to ask him questions because they're afraid that he's going to bark at them and bite the heads off, so he's not allowed to be a Melamed. And Valoya Kalam Rabbi Meschayer Machkim, not everyone who's involved in business is going to be able to be wise. The more a person does business, the more they work, so the less time they have to learn and become smart, and therefore a person should minimize the amount of work they do and try to maximize the amount of learning they do. And lastly, in a place where there's no men, you should try to be a man. One way of understanding this is if this is a place where there's no one who's a leader, no one's a paisik, no one's a rav, so you got to step up to the plate and you have to guide people how to do that. And it's not just with psak and with tyra, it's really with anything in life. If you're in a situation that you see that no one wants to be a man, they don't want to get up and grab the bull by the horns and do what needs to be done, so you do it. You be the one to do it and accomplish and help the tzibur and help everyone else out. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Mishnah Vav and Zion with more members from Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.